Nearly every inch of the Office of Personnel Management will see more cybersecurity funding in fiscal 2017. But the devil is in the details. And it's not the only target for President Obama in his 2017 budget request. The president is also proposing five changes to the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco is here to tell us about what she's finding in the president's final budget. Nicole, your first time through a presidential budget release, where do we start?
When I looked at this, a few things stood out to me, and those were a focus on trouble areas. That's what I'll call them here. And I would say trouble areas within the Office of Personnel Management at large and agencies as a whole. And of course, we can't talk about this budget request without talking about cybersecurity. And so funding for OPM will stay at about the same as it was in 2016 to 2017. So OPM, looking at cyber, though, would receive $37 million more in funding for its IT and cybersecurity programs. This is across the board. But if you look at offices within OPM, I think this is a little bit more interesting. So the Office of the Chief Information Officer will get $55 million in 2017. That's $24 million more than what it's projected to spend this year, and far more than the $15 million it spent in 2015. OPM's Inspector General will have $4.9 million more in 2017, and those resources would largely go toward oversight of those agency cybersecurity and system security enhancements, basically the cybersecurity programs that we're talking about within OPM. Now, we know where this is coming from. It's the cyber breaches, again, that we heard about last summer, and the IT vulnerabilities that caused all of this to begin with. And we know that this isn't something that's just happening within OPM. Government-wide agencies are spending about 35% more on cybersecurity this year.
Right, as we just heard just moments ago from Jason Miller. So, Nicole, what else are you seeing on federal pay and benefits in the 2017 proposal?
Right. As we're constantly reminded, OPM isn't just about cybersecurity anymore. The Office of Management and Budget says it's a win. The 1.6% pay raise that the president is proposing for civilian and military employees in fiscal 2017. Here's OMB Director Sean Donovan.
That is something that obviously builds on the progress that we've made, the progress on our deficit and our progress more broadly economically, and allows us, as opposed to in past years where we had a freeze and then a 1% increase and then for 2016 a 1.3% increase, we're obviously making progress here. I think it also is important to recognize that inflation overall has remained very, very low.
So while some federal employee unions might not be very happy with this 1.6% proposed raise, the administration sees it as a win for those reasons that you just heard. Now, based on the president's recommendations for 2017 and the employee cost level index pay adjustments for fiscal 2018 and beyond, OMB expects that it will save around $260 billion in federal benefits costs over the next decade. So a few other things that we're seeing here is as far as related to pay and benefits, federal employees would get up to 6 weeks of paid parental leave. This is something we heard a little bit about last week.
And just a quick question, was there a price tag attached to that proposal?
No. So in fact, it was specifically mentioned in the budget that agency budget requests for salaries and other expenses would actually cover the costs of that paid parental leave program.
Okay.
Right. And so a few other things that we heard, that employees would now be allowed to use sick days to care for a new child. That's also new. Now, the president's proposal does not ask that federal employees contribute more toward their retirement funds this year. I know federal employees will like to hear that one. And also, OPM is going to ask for an additional $1.5 million in 2017 to bring on more staff to respond to requests and process claims at the agency's Retirement Services Center. This has been a priority of theirs for a long time.
They kind of bump along, keeping the backlog from growing too much, but they never quite lick it.
Right, right. And I think we just saw in January retirement numbers from OPM that the backlog has maybe moved a little bit, but not as much as they would have liked. Now, the president's also proposing five changes to the Federal Employee Health Benefit Program.
Ooh.
Right. Now, some of these we've heard before, and if they are approved, which I'm not really sure if they would be, but if they are, they would go into effect in fiscal 2018. So the five proposals are to let OPM contract separately for pharmaceutical benefits, allow OPM to enter into contracts with a larger variety of health plan options, adjust health plan premiums based on a federal employee's participation in a wellness program or his or her tobacco use, extend the temporary health benefit to infants of FEHBP dependents for 30 days. So, for example, if I was married to a federal employee and I just had a child, my child would be able to have FEHBP coverage for 30 days. The last one, add FEHBP to the anti-kickback statute. And this is basically, it's pretty self-explanatory what that is, basically preventing some healthcare providers from taking kickbacks.
Sure. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco. And what else do we know about OPM's engagement programs coming up in 2017?
Right. So there wasn't too much new here. I would say that the president's request builds off of several initiatives and programs that have already been underway at OPM. Here's OMB Director Sean Donovan again.
We do have major investments in training, in employee engagement. We've been encouraged that the employee viewpoint survey across the federal government showed real progress. In fact, for the first time in history, every single question in that survey showed positive movement. There wasn't a single question where results went down. And we think that that is a measure of the progress that we're making.
Now, another big part of all of this will be developing the senior executive service. We knew about this for a while since the president signed an executive order on SES reform at the end of last year. A couple new things, though, that I found: OPM will launch an SES performance and accountability education campaign this year in 2016. The agency will plan to host webinars each quarter to share some training ideas and SES performance best practices. They're also going to develop a team of experts to consult with two or three different agencies to look specifically at SES conduct and performance challenges. And this is going to help agencies assess SES performance management systems and programs and come up with plans to address all of that.
So it sounds like the budget request really reflects answers to the problems OPM has been having over the past couple of years, very obvious ones.
Right, right. At the beginning, I talked about the trouble areas. And of course, you know, cybersecurity is a trouble area for, it seems like, everyone. But we are hearing little bits and pieces of different initiatives that were started last year that it looks as if the 2017 budget request will build on.
All right, Nicole, you look at this all the time, what's going on in the world of federal employees, healthcare benefits, and so forth. What do you think the federal workforce itself will look like in general coming up in 2017?
Well, speaking to those trouble areas a little bit more, the administration, it looks like, is hoping to fill some of those skills gaps and mission gaps that have cropped up over the past couple of years, and maybe even more specifically over this past year. OMB is predicting a 1.5% increase in the federal workforce, its size anyway, in fiscal 2017. An OPM working group has already identified five mission-critical occupations that need attention from agency hiring specialists. These shouldn't surprise anyone. Things like economists, auditors, acquisition specialists, HR specialists, and cybersecurity specialists. And that's going to be a priority for them in this coming year. Now, in 2017, OPM, in partnership with the Chief Human Capital Officers Council and DOD, actually, will look at some other skills gaps that will need further work. And they're going to put those resources into those specific areas. So for a few examples that I found, the Veterans Affairs Department, for example, I noticed that would, if this budget proposal is passed, would see a 4.8% bump in the size of its workforce next year. Here's OMB Director Sean Donovan.
The Veterans Administration, where we continue to enhance the number of people we have there to respond to what is really a wave of veterans that we are bringing back from overseas. And that's a sacred promise that the president has made. I would also point to another example of a place like IRS, where the cuts from the Republican Congress had been so deep that we got to a place last year where we were only answering 40% of taxpayers' phone calls, 40%. Now, we had a win in the budget last year where we got almost $300 million of increase. We're now up to answering 60% of taxpayers' phone calls. But obviously, that's not acceptable.
So you heard Sean Donovan mention the IRS budget. Of course, we've heard about that over and over. If this budget were to pass, the president's asking for $1.7 billion in IRS funding in 2017. That's up more than $1 billion from what the agency got last year. Whether or not that will pass, that remains to be seen. A few other agencies that look like they might have slightly bigger workforces in 2017, labor and education, and some of the smaller agencies, the Securities and Exchange Commission and Equal Employment Opportunity, all would see pretty sizable increases in their workforce.
Sounds like lots of change coming up. Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco, thanks so much for that survey.
Thank you.
You can share this interview with colleagues and also read Nicole's story online, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive, and click Share with Friends.